Tampa station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton.
At about 3 o'clock this morning, President-elect Donald Trump took the stage to tell his supporters his election was official. Hillary Clinton had conceded.
Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time, and we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I mean that very sincerely.
And Trump said now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. As for this morning,
Trump back here in Trump Tower, where I can tell you it is still very much a party-like atmosphere outside. A lot of Trump supporters still gathered, chanting Trump, 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 wearing their Make America Great Again hats. Of course, Trump probably getting a few hours of sleep before the work starts today. And the work really does start in a different way. Not only does he have a new title, but he has new things to think about. Most importantly, the transition.
Correspondent Sunland Serfati. Hillary Clinton did not make a concession speech last night. Instead, her campaign chairman, John Podesta, talked to her supporters.
I want you to know, I want every person in this hall to know, and I want every person across the country who supported Hillary to know that your voices and your enthusiasm mean so much to her and to Tim and to all of us.
Podesta then told the Clinton crowd to go home. He says they'll have more to say later today. Congress will remain in Republican hands, majorities in both the House and Senate. And among those Republicans in the House, newly reelected Virginia 10th District Representative Barbara Comstock.
Virginia, this is what a winning coalition looks like. Right here and all around this room. Thank you so much.
Comstock beat out Democratic challenger Luann Bennett with 53% of the vote, compared to Bennett's 46%. Comstock says her victory shows
how we really can bring the country together and bring this district. I mean, this district is a great example of how we are very diverse, we're very integrated, we work together.
At the Hilton Garden Inn in Ashburn, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Incumbent Democrat Don Beyer won re-election in Virginia's 8th District. Former D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray will be returning to the D.C. Council.
It was close, but I'm very grateful to the people of Ward 7 for giving me a chance to come back and serve them once again.
Montgomery County political activist Robin Ficker says he plans to be at the Shady Grove Metro for a couple of hours this morning, thanking voters for passing the ballot question he initiated, imposing term limits on the county executive and county council members.
They came to the realization that we had to change course, that we weren't moving ahead, that we were stalled, that we were seeing the jobs go to Virginia. We need jobs here. We need an uplift.
A number of other ballot questions also decided yesterday in Virginia. It was a victory for labor as voters said no to making right-to-work laws part of the state constitution. Fairfax County voters again rejected a meals tax, and D.C. residents overwhelmingly voted their approval for statehood. Elsewhere around the country, California, Massachusetts, and Nevada all have voted to legalize the recreational use of marijuana. That may prove a big boost to the campaign to allow pot nationwide. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,333, the Nasdaq at 5,193. Sports, the Caps fall to San Jose. The Wizards will take on the Celtics at home tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic. Traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings start now, which means all prices are guaranteed through Black Friday. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our experts service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We doubled the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Why wait till Black Friday? Black Friday starts now. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Need your house cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway struggling topside with a three-car crash on the outer loop. If you're heading from 270, heading from College Park to 270, outer loop after University Boulevard, the left lane still blocked, and there's some debris along those two left lanes as well. So a bit of activity there. Your delays first as you come off of I-95. Very slow to merge onto that outer loop stretch. And delays on the Beltway beginning just before I-95 and starting to grow there. On the trip to the Wilson Bridge, that's so far quiet. Same story at the American Legion Bridge. On Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue inbound prior to the Beltway, the Suitland Parkway crash. That's been cleared. Heading north out of Brandywine on 301-5 at the split there at Shortcut Road. That crash confined to the shoulder. 66 eastbound. We had momentarily had a lane blocked here in Manassas eastbound with the minor crash over to the shoulder now. Update is brought to you by Tanger Outlets and National Harbor. Shop over 85 designer outlet stores at Tanger Outlets at National Harbor. Visit TangerOutlets.com or text SAVE to 55695 to save an extra 20% on holiday gifts and fashions now at Tanger Outlets. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Damp on this Wednesday morning with some rain around. Some of it's steady but not heavy. Showers still in the forecast this afternoon. A gusty west-northwesterly wind will start to kick up near 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Burke, 54 in Germantown, 54 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Tanger Outlets. The GOP takes the White House and keeps the House and Senate. Get the election rundown at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. And this morning we're talking about a historic election last night. Donald Trump, the president-elect. Coming up at 7:05, Diamond and Silk, early Trump supporters. They'll join us, and we can't wait to hear what they have to say. 7:35, KT McFarland, the national security perspective. 8:05, Ed Klein, who has penned many books about Hillary Clinton. We'll take a look at what this means for Hillary. And at 8:35, Susan Freccio, Washington Examiner, covering Congress. Well, there's a whole lot to get done in this lame duck session coming up with Congress. And then, well, what's going to happen there with the Republican-controlled Congress and Donald Trump in the White House? I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, here's our question for you. We want you to get on the hotline right now, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Tell us what you think about this. What lessons have been learned as a result of Trump's victory last night? Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people are sitting here going, wow, that was a sort of, in many quarters, unexpected. And certainly there were things that surprised a lot of people last night, some of the states that went for Trump. So what lesson should we learn from all this? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Love to have your thoughts. The phone lines are open. Okay, look, I've looked at this, and I think that this is the real lesson that has been learned, that you can only push hardworking, tax-paying, salt-of-the-earth, patriotic Americans so far before they stand up and say, enough is enough. I have been taken for granted. I have been ignored. This government no longer represents me and the things that I care about. I'm going to stand up and do something about it. Donald Trump tapped into a lot of people who felt that way, and he became their voice. And I think that the lesson to be learned is, you know what? You can't take the people who make this country work for granted. You have to pay attention to them. You have to listen to them. You have to look out for their interests as well. I think that's the number one lesson, and I think Donald Trump saw it and capitalized upon it.
I think that's great. Very well said, Brian. And I would only add to it a couple of other observations I think that we can all take as lessons. First, listen, when Miley Cyrus, Amy Schumer, and Al Sharpton say they're going to leave the country if a certain candidate wins, that carries weight.
You know, I mean, people hear that and they think, oh, so wait a minute, this is our way of getting rid of Miley Cyrus, Amy Schumer, and Al Sharpton? Well, I didn't want to vote for Donald Trump, but that'll do the trick.
Hey, if that's what it takes, more Barbara Streisand, no more Cher.
I also want to focus a little bit on what I hope is the lesson that's learned, setting aside the politics for a moment.
Yeah.
Because, funny, all of those things you just said, those lessons, those are all lessons that we could have learned when Donald Trump won all those primaries and got the nomination.
Absolutely.
But they were ignored. The voters were ignored by the media. The voters were ignored by the Republican establishment, and they tried to rationalize as, oh, it was because of this, and it was because of that, and it wasn't. They're all the same lessons in the general election. So what's different? What happened here? It's how the media covers these things. Mm-hmm. Listen, the media exposed themselves this time around. They didn't even try to pretend to be impartial on this. New York Times even openly wrote about the fact that when you've got a candidate like Donald Trump, you've got to drop impartiality. It's the Democrat media complex that Andrew Breitbart wrote about in his book. It was exposed, so we know who they are now, and they've shown us who they are. Why do we cover elections the way we cover elections? Why do the polls make such a big part of the narrative going in through the primaries and into the election day? You look at the polls all the way through now, and you've got to ask yourself, why in God's name should we listen to these people anymore? And why do we put so much weight in polls? I hope that's a conversation the media has, because the media looks terrible right now.
Yeah, and it's pretty clear that the polls missed it in a huge way, and I wonder why that is. I think people have gotten frustrated with the polling system, and I think a lot of the people who voted for Donald Trump didn't talk to pollsters in an honest way on purpose, because they're just fed up with the pollsters, and they're fed up with the polls. And I think that's part of what happened here. It'll be interesting to see how all the pollsters explain how they missed it so horribly.
Mark in Sykesville, we'll start with you. What are the lessons to be learned here? You're on WMAL.
Hey, Mark, good morning.
Good morning. I think what every politician should take note of is that the American public in general is tired of their hubris and the idea that they can just make whatever promise that they want to make and say anything that they want to say and then not act on it. And if I were Trump, you had a question earlier this morning, if I were Trump, I would pull all the Republicans together and say, we've got 2 years to get this right before the midterms, and we need to do what we said we were going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, great point, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of touched on that a little bit by talking about how people felt like they were taken for granted. But that means that the people who were in charge really did sort of have the attitude that I know better.
Well, it's a rejection of the elite.
That's right.
A rejection of the elite in politics. Is that look at the people, if you look at the demographic breakdowns and you look at the people who voted for Hillary Clinton, supported Hillary Clinton, it's the financial elite. The one percenters backed Hillary Clinton. The people who were well off backed Hillary Clinton. The academic elite, you know, people with advanced degrees, doctorates, master's degrees, even across the board college degrees, except for white men with college degrees, they all backed her. The media elite backed her. The political elite backed her. She had all the elites in her corner. She unified them, but they forgot about the people who, well, the elite looked down upon. You're right.
How about Bobby and D.C.? You're on with Brian and Larry.
Yeah, I think the main lesson that needs to be learned here would be for the establishment GOP. This wasn't their candidate, right? So I think it wasn't just a vote against Hillary, but a vote against the people like Paul Ryan and other rhinos that stood idle when, you know, things were shut down the American people's throats. I think that's the first lesson. And secondly, I think a lot of people were fed up with the media bias. You know, a lot of what Trump said is what I think a lot of people in this country were feeling about the double standards and just the blatant, you know, lies that were, you know, occurring in the media. So I think those are the two big lessons. But the GOP needs to take heed. Trump was not their candidate.
That's right, Bobby. Thank you. I remember asking in the middle of the primary season, what do you think the Republican establishment in D.C. are most worried about, Donald Trump losing the general election or Donald Trump winning the general election? Mm-hmm. And I'm not so sure I still know the answer to that.
No, I'm not sure I do either. How about Brian and Alexandria? Brian, you're on with Brian and Larry.
Hey, guys. Hey, I think it's important to keep in mind that half the country about still voted for Hillary Clinton, who is a morally bankrupt criminal of a politician. And it's important that we take this opportunity to win the next generation across all demographics on conservatism.
Well, I think that's a great point, Brian. And listen, there's a lot riding on Donald Trump right now. You know, Donald Trump has a moment, and the Republicans have a moment right here that they can seize upon and prove everything. Everybody wrong. And may I just say, it's a pretty low bar. I mean, think about what the Democrats and Hillary Clinton has said about Donald Trump and what would happen if he became president and Republicans had majorities.
Right.
Internment camps, you know, mass deportation, racism, sexism, you know, women would have to be stuck in the kitchen and wouldn't be able to get a job. All of these horror stories. All he has to do is govern properly, effectively, and start reforming things in Washington, D.C., and suddenly a lot of these people who voted for the first time are going to say, well, wait a minute. Well, it ain't what you told me it was going to be. He ain't Hitler.
Yeah.
That's the bar it's Hitler. He has to not be Hitler.
And listen, I think that it's true that Donald Trump at times has been an imperfect vessel for the message that I wanted to see carried forward. But you know what? People rise to the occasion, and I think he will. And I think that he will reach out across the way and try to bring people on board. It's going to be very interesting to watch. More of your calls. What do you think are the lessons learned from last night's Trump win? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. 615 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hoodie Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Biggest tie-up right now, Maryland on the Beltway Outer Loop. Leaving College Park, heading over to 270. On the Outer Loop, just past University Boulevard. It's the three-car crash. They're in the left lane. Police behind them, but we have debris in the two left lanes. So a bit going on here. Delays on 95, like I said, intensifying. Southbound 95 now before you even get to right at the ICC, actually. That's where the delays begin to merge onto that outer loop slow stretch. And as you come around from Route 1, heading past the IKEA, keep alert because you're hitting the brakes early here on the outer loop side of the Beltway. For 270, it's been about the stop-and-go volume through Bannon, Hyatt, Town. Again, as we head into Germantown, we have the rain and drizzle for everyone, so keep that in mind. You'll need extra time, extra caution this morning. 66 East in Manassas, crash quickly over to the shoulder. And Metro Rail, just a heads up, please. A blue line, single tracking. They have a track issue outside the Van Dorn station, so they're single tracking blue trains between Franconia and Van Dorn. Expect delays there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're going to have some rain today, steady rain eventually at some point, and a 90% chance of rain, a high near 60. Tonight, clearing, a low of 43. Thursday, mostly sunny, 62. Friday, going to be a bit breezy in the low 60s. Saturday and Sunday look like nice, sunshiny days. Temperatures on Saturday in the low 50s and on Sunday in the low 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. It is now 617 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar Thursday, November 10th in Reston or Tuesday the 15th in Columbia. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative Reservoir Trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
So we're asking you this question. What was the lesson from the election win of Donald Trump last night? He is now poised to take the oath of office on January 20th of next year and become our 45th president. It was a surprise. What was the lesson that we all should have learned from this process? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Mike and Frederick, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Good. What did you think? What's the lesson?
The lesson for me, and maybe you'll embrace this, maybe you won't. It's guys like yourselves on the platform that you have and the quote-unquote alternative that we have to the mainstream that brings us the details that the mainstream either ignores or distorts. And they will continue, by the way, they will continue to do that. They're not going to give up. They'll just do what they do, stay behind the scenes and spin. I already heard it this morning on one of the regular stations that play the traffic, which I need to hear, you know, as I'm going through on my trip. But you guys, I would hope, and please pass this up, you guys need to continue to point that out, things are not going to be mentioned.
Well, we certainly intend to, Mike.
It is certainly something that Donald Trump had talked about throughout the campaign.
Yeah.
Hang on.
And also, listen, I'm in my early 60s. I am not computer literate, so people like myself depend on radio, TV, telephone right off the bat. And it's so quick. Just push a button and you can drive. You know, push a button.
Yep.
And you can get dinner going.
Thanks,
Mike.
You guys
are so crucial. And I, you know, maybe it's just me, but I'm so dependent on people like yourselves and stations like this one that I'm listening to.
It's not just you, Mike, and we love you for it, by the way. And let me take this opportunity to let you know that we give you traffic every 10 minutes first on the Fives with Jamie Whitten, the finest traffic reporter in the Washington area.
Yes,
so no reason to go anywhere else. But you're absolutely right, and we will continue to hold the media's feet to the fire. And let me just take an opportunity to say this. We're going to hold this administration's feet to the fire. I mean, yes, Donald Trump's a Republican, and yes, we professed our preference for him over Hillary Clinton, but guess what? There are a lot of open questions about Donald Trump. There are a lot of questions about some of his policies and whether he's going to make the right calls. And if we think from our value-based perspective that he starts to move an agenda or move an issue that is contrary to what we think is best for the country,
or what he promised to do,
or what he promised you, the American voter, he would do, guess what? You're going to hear about that right here, too. That's kind of what we like to do on a regular basis, especially since we have the kind of heady responsibility of being on the mighty WMAL right here in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, okay, so what is the lesson? We're taking your calls. What is the lesson that has been learned? How about Dilly in Woodbridge? Dilly, you're on with Brian and Larry. Dilly. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. You can pool some of the people some of the time, not all the people all the time. 30 years of under or non-performance. Why would anybody expect anything else from her yesterday? Bottom line is prayer over pundits. 81% of the evangelicals went Trump. That means something. And I guarantee evangelicals, if they profess to be so, pray.
Prayer over pundits. Dilly, yeah. I will be stealing that
one. And he said he didn't think that the polls were good. And that's something Donald Trump talked about quite a bit.
What they do is they show these phony polls where they, you know, where they look at Democrats, and it's heavily weighted with Democrats, and then they'll put on a poll where we're not winning, and everybody says, oh, they're not winning. It's a heavily weighted poll with Democrats, like the ABC phony poll that just came out. Totally phony poll.
Yeah, I mean... But
the polls that mean something, the polls that where they really are, have been accurate over the years, we're leading by two nationally.
Yeah, he clearly made that an issue, and people listened, and I think they decided they weren't going to pay attention to the polls.
He's talking about the IBD poll there, the IBD, I think it was TPP poll, that got those closest last election, and they appear to be the closest this election
I'm anxious to see an analysis of that, but I think so.
Yeah.
All right, so it's now 6:22 on WMAL.
In full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually a green.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Let me ask you something. Is your carpet right now at home reminding you of what you served for dinner last Thanksgiving? You know what I'm talking about. You get that little cranberry stain there, maybe a little wine stain, or, oh, what's that little crusty stuff in the shag there? Is that stuffing in my carpet from last year? That's not good.
Dressing.
You want your memories of Thanksgiving to be about your friends and your family, not, you know, the skanky stuff in your carpet. So get Zero Res out there right now. Get clean for the holidays. And then Zero Res will turn your carpets into like new condition again. Listen, when something is really clean, it smells that way. That's the first thing you'll notice about Zero Res. Your home will smell fresh and clean. Zero Res doesn't add any fragrances or deodorizers. No, the clean is a true clean, and that means great relief for asthma and allergy sufferers, too, by the way. Call Zero Res today. Listen to this, please. This is why I love this company so much. Zero Res is proud to honor and celebrate our veterans. This week, they're offering current and retired military personnel a special 20% off their entire cleaning when they call in to book their appointment. You don't have to get your appointment done this week, veterans, okay? Just call in and book it, and you'll get that 20% off. Call them, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Can having breast implants lead to suicide?
She knew she was sick from the implants.
Seven on Your Side reveals a possible dark side to the most popular plastic surgery. Seven on Your Side alerts, protects, investigates. Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow the car?
Uh-huh. Where are you going?
Washington, D.C.
That's nice. When will you be home?
I'm not sure. Could be a couple weeks.
Uh-huh. But who's going to be there?
A bunch of kids you don't know, and some guy named Alex.
Okay, well, keys are on the counter.
Cool, thanks.
Pay attention, because some very smart teenagers are taking a road trip to Jeopardy.
Who was James Oglethorpe?
Yes, that's it.
Catch the $100,000 Jeopardy Teen Tournament quarterfinals from Washington, D.C.
Tonight at 7:30 on ABC 7.
Seven on your side. Four little words that pack a big punch. That protect you from ripoffs. That spell bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away, turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words, Seven on your side.
How did you pick the investments in your IRA and retirement plan at work? Do you have a plan, a specific strategy, or did you just pick randomly based on what some family member or coworker said? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Managing your investments correctly is vital if you hope to achieve your retirement goals, and you might be amazed at how easy it is to do it right. At Edelman Financial Services, we've been providing straightforward, common-sense financial advice for 30 years. Let us help you prepare for retirement so you can achieve your financial goals. We'll help you avoid the mistakes that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading to the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland. Here we come. Delays before you get to St. Barnabas Road and quickly growing. Heading north on 295 toward the Naval Research Lab. It's just been the stop and go through that stretch. Now the top side of the Maryland Beltway, that's where we've been struggling with this crash on the outer loop past University Boulevard before you get to Colesville Road. That along the left side. So if you're coming around from Route 1, you're hitting delays on the Beltway early. And 95, you're affected as well. Just slow go to try to merge onto those Beltway slowdowns. So keep that in mind as you head out and about this morning. On the inner loop side, you're okay through Bethesda and Silver Spring. On the Virginia Beltway, no problems to tell you about there. Metro Rail, they are single tracking Blue Line trains. They have a track issue outside of the Van Dorn station. So Blue Line train single tracking between Franconia and Van Dorn. Update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet ride in this morning. The rain comes through with a cold front. Showers this afternoon. A north-northwesterly wind, 15 to 25 miles per hour, 60 degrees, maybe a quarter of an inch of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees at 627. So we're asking you the question, what lessons have been learned from this victory for Donald Trump last night? I think one thing is conventional wisdom has turned out to be conventionally wrong in this election. One thing about it is you don't have to run a campaign the way it's always been run. I mean, look at the money that Hillary Clinton spent on this campaign. The amount of money that was spent on TV ads across the country compared to the amount of money that Donald Trump spent. I mean, it was drastically different. And everybody thought, is he making a huge mistake by not spending that money? By not going dollar for dollar against all the money that Hillary Clinton put into the campaign?
Yeah.
Turns out, well, apparently there are ways to run a campaign without throwing money at the problem.
Yeah, it's a great point, Brian. And
I hope he governs that way as well.
Yeah, well. As Corey Lewandowski said on CNN last night, as Donald Trump was named the president-elect, he said, well, I guess nobody's talking about our lack of campaign offices in Florida today, are they? Remember, everyone was saying, oh, well, you can't win Florida. You don't have enough offices down there. You don't have the ground game that Hillary has.
Yeah.
They had something.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to change the way you go forward and run campaigns, I think, in the future. Joe and Burke, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys. Again, great show. Thanks for all the coverage last night and early this morning.
Well,
I know you didn't get much sleep, but your audience really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey, I think the lesson learned is really tied to the media in that Americans feel a certain way about who they are, who they want to be, and who this country is, regardless of what the media is trying to tell us. And I think several of us, many of us, obviously, for probably the last 8 years, have been told we're Neanderthals, knuckle-dragger, non-thinkers, but yet we felt something differently. And last night, the nation spoke and said, you are wrong, we are right. By the way, something interesting this morning, normally the Washington Post is out by 5 5 a.m. If you, my father-in-law went out to get it this morning. There's no Washington Post at the Starbucks, 7-Elevens, or at the Giant, which is his normal stops.
Right.
Interesting to note. I don't know if there's a real reason behind it.
Well,
again, it's a great day for America.
I think they wanted to have a headline that reflected what happened, and it happened late. That's probably it. But they also probably are just shaking their heads in disbelief. They're probably stunned into silence.
I'm glad you took that question because, honestly, I'm shocked to learn that Washington Post still prints a newspaper.
It's 6:30 in the nation's capital.
The Combined Federal Campaign is the world's largest and most successful annual workplace charity campaign. Your donations support many nonprofit organizations like Military Officers Association of America Scholarship Fund, CFC number 11285. They provide grants and interest-free loans to children from military families pursuing their first undergraduate degree. 100% of donations are used for these great programs. To learn more, visit moaa.org/scholarship or visit wmal.com/charity.
Coming up in just a moment, Hillary did not speak last night. Why do you think that is? We'll take your calls. We'll discuss. It is now 6:30 in the nation's capital. And on this day after Election Day, it's time for some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. He is no longer candidate Donald Trump. As of this morning, he is now president-elect Donald Trump.
While the campaign is over, our work on this movement is now really just beginning.
Hillary Clinton called Trump early this morning to concede and offer her congratulations. Trump spoke to the hardy supporters who stayed up into the 3 a.m. hour waiting to hear his victory speech.
I look very much forward to being your president. And hopefully at the end of 2 years or 3 years or 4 years or maybe even 8 years, you will say, so many of you worked so hard for us, but you will say that was something that you were very proud to do.
Now we expect that sometime this morning, Hillary Clinton will speak to the nation and formally concede.
She decided against giving a concession speech last night as the votes came in, hoping her blue wall across Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania would save her candidacy. When that didn't happen, it was after 2 o'clock in the morning, and aides said she wanted to give a more thoughtful speech. So her campaign chairman, John Podesta, came out to address supporters, saying she would wait until all the votes were counted. But it quickly became clear that wasn't enough. So she conceded in that brief phone call to Donald Trump. Her campaign simply did not see this coming.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,333. The Nasdaq at 51.93. Sports: San Jose puts a stop to the Caps' 5-game winning streak. The Wizards take on the Boston Celtics at home tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you considering replacement windows by Pella or renewal by Anderson? Stop. Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, is made of 100% Altrex fiberglass and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight?
TheWindowMan.com dares you to compare this industry leader to any other window on the market. Once you do, you'll see just how superior Marvin's Altrex fiberglass window truly is. The Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with larger glass space and smaller profiles. And through November, you will receive a $500 discount on Marvin Infinity window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888. 703-978-9888. Save money and energy this winter with Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, from the Window Man. See us for saving details.
For the first years of your life, you rode on 3 wheels. But when the trike became a bike, you never looked back. Before long, 2 wheels changed to 4. And after a few years of the minivan when the kids were young, you were able to change back. You're used to change, and change is good, especially when it leads to more power at your command. That's exactly why the Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more extensive research and more resources to help your advisor help you get to where you want to be. Let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Who'd have thought zombies would be so darn popular?
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Nah, just because zombies are trending doesn't mean you want one in your house. I'm talking about any heating system that's 10 years old or older. It's a money-hungry monster, and it's lurking just behind that closed door. Even if your furnace does survive another season, let me ask you this. Is it really energy efficient? Does opening your power bill make your blood run cold? Does it make scary noises when it clicks on? If day-to-day living is bone-chilling, let's zap your furnace back to factory specs. A wow tune-up from my stand-up guys will amaze you and make your furnace oh so happy. And it's just $79, which may leave you to ask yourself, who would snap up a furnace tune-up like that? Someone with brains.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
This holiday season, Joe Hadid and the Child Help Organization are sponsoring the Child Help Toy Drive. Donate a gift to a needy child and get a generous discount on your next rug cleaning. It all happens November 12th at our Springfield location. For details, go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, here we come. And for everyone in the rain and drizzle, wet pavement, allow extra time and a braking distance for sure. 270 southbound through Urbana and Hyattstown, slowing, getting through Germantown. The Beltway, we have been jammed topside trying to get past the three-car crash on the outer loop between University Boulevard and Colesville Road, with the feeder roads quite slow heading to merge on through to the Beltway. Leaving Greenbelt, southbound side, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that's heavy to get past 410. 50 slows right around 410, and that's a continuous delay to New York and Kenilworth Avenue. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, now the stop and go heading up toward the Beltway. Earlier crash is history near the Suitland Parkway on Pennsylvania Avenue. Heading out of Brandywine, northbound 5301 at the split at Shortcut Road, that crash had been confined to the shoulder. Virginia Beltway, a little bit of volume now in Annandale and again in Tysons, but travel lanes on the Virginia Beltway reported open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain coming down this morning, all out ahead of a cold front. The front will sweep through, and the rain will taper off to showers as we go through midday and this afternoon. A west-northwesterly wind, 15 to 25 miles per hour, 60 degrees. Still some gusty winds tonight. Some chillier air spills in, 43. Outside the Beltway, colder. Sunny tomorrow, pleasant, 62. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Stafford, 49 in Frederick, 54 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05, boy, they're going to be wired. They're going to be fired up. Diamond and Silk are going to join us this morning. At 7:35, National Security Analyst, future Secretary of State, K.T. McFarland. Hell, maybe. Ed Klein will join us at 8:05. And at 8:35, Susan Ferriccio with the Washington Examiner to talk about what happened to Capitol Hill, because there are big doings up there as well. With last night's results, I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Everybody should head home. You should get some sleep. We'll have more to say tomorrow.
That was a Clinton campaign chairman, John Podesta, delivering remarks before the crowd of supporters waiting there at the Jacob K. Javits Convention Center in New York City. Of course, many people got an advanced look of his remarks through WikiLeaks, who had hacked it out of his email. He had done a draft there, and No, we won't do that. Why did he deliver the remarks? Why was John Podesta sent out there instead of Hillary Clinton giving a concession speech? You know, if you're really looking for unity, if you're really looking for conciliatory moments here, part of it is the very gracious words that we did hear from Donald Trump, by the way, who did deliver remarks about 45 minutes after John Podesta gave those remarks. Hillary Clinton gave him a call, and then he went out and claimed victory.
But part of the conciliatory moment there is Hillary Clinton, the loser, stepping forward and saying it's time to unite. Yeah. That's sort of the deal. That's what happened. So why do you think she didn't deliver any remarks last night? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Now it could have been because she had lost her voice. I mean, let's face it. She had a rough couple of days leading up to the election day. She was doing a lot of rallies and...
You are a hearty bunch standing out here in the rain. I don't think I need to tell you all of the...
Thank
you, America, for saving us from that.
A lot of rallies like that and speeches like that, and you don't have a much of a voice. So I think that may have been it, but I'll be honest with you. Meredith and I are watching, and we see Podesta go out there, and it occurred to us both. We looked at each other and said, they weren't prepared.
Yeah.
They had not written a speech. I think they actually never drafted a consolation speech or a concession speech for Hillary Clinton because they were that confident. I could be wrong, but I think that's part of what happened here.
I think somewhere along the line, a draft was probably prepared both ways. I don't know that there was nothing ready. It may not have been what she wanted to say when it was presented to her. I honestly think they were stunned. And I honestly believe she didn't have the courage to face her supporters. I mean, apparently we hear she's going to say something today, but it won't be that same setting, and it won't be those same people who are out there crying. You know, it'll be a different group of people. It'll be the people who worked on the campaign, etc. It won't be those people who are out there looking all moony-eyed with tears running down their face. Because I don't think she could have faced them. I don't think she could have faced them, and I don't think she was able to face them. And I'm disappointed in that because look, no matter what happens in America when, you know, in our political process, if you lose, you do so gracefully. And you go out and you say, congratulations to the victor. And, you know, we fought a good campaign and I'm proud of you people, but congratulations to Don. She didn't say that last night in a moment when it would have really meant something.
She still has an opportunity to be gracious.
To be magnanimous as well. I mean, I don't want to be too critical here, but I was very disappointed she didn't do this.
Many were. In fact, Corey Lewandowski got into it with Van Jones about it. We'll play you with that audio. You have to hear it with regard to Hillary Clinton not giving a speech out there. But the bottom line here is that Hillary Clinton got a 3 a.m. phone call last night, and she was unable to respond. And we want to hear from you as to why you think that happened. Sylvie in Waldorf,
didn't you?
The grand dame of the WMAL, Real Housewives of WMAL on Facebook, a fine Facebook group that you all should join. It's going to be a rollicking good time there today. Sylvie, what do you think?
Thank you, Larry. You know, I think she just got violently ill in her hotel room and couldn't even stand to go downstairs to give. That's just the only thing I can think of, because how can she do this to her own people? You know, that's how much she thinks about her own people, that she couldn't even go. And it's unbelievable. I have had a sleepless night. You know, and all of this Jay-Z and Lady Gaga and Katy Perry and everything, that was for nothing. That was for nothing. It's unbelievable to me.
Sylvie, you make a great point. Those people who waited there for almost 10, 11 hours waiting, and clearly the evening did not end the way they hoped it would. They were set up for a party. They even had planned fireworks, remember, and then they canceled
those. Right,
yeah. She should have given them something. She should have been there to commiserate with them. She should have delivered some hopeful message to them. John Podesta goes out there, says, go home and get some sleep, and they all just sort of wandered out into the streets of Manhattan with their heads sunk, and that's it. It's over. It's over.
I wonder why they sent John Podesta, of all people. I really do.
Yeah, why even send Bill?
Yeah.
Send Bill.
Yeah, she's going to be out tomorrow. We just want to thank you all. Let's have a good night. I mean, that would have been nice. That would have been the end of it. But to send out Skippy? John Podesta?
All right, more of your calls on this. Why do you think Hillary didn't give any remarks last night? We are, as Brian said, we're told that she could very well address the nation sometime this morning. If it happens during Mornings on the Mall, we'll bring it to you live. It's now 6:43.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Jay Leno, Frank Caliendo, The Ultimate Elvis, Justin Shandor, and Dwight Yoakam. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
You know, the sun is setting earlier these days. I mean, it's right after lunch, it seems like. The sun just goes down. It's not really quite that bad, but it is getting dark early. And holiday travel just around the corner with the sun going down earlier, more dark and travel. And all those things are going to have at your house. You need to think about protecting your stuff and your precious family with Ackerman Security Systems. You can get certified, reliable monitoring from Ackerman starting at just $19.95 a month. If you're paying more than that, if you're paying $30, $40, $50 a month for monitoring, you should make the switch to Ackerman and start saving. The only company with a guaranteed response time. They make it easy to switch. You can leave the existing equipment in place and get the peace of mind that comes with Ackerman monitoring starting at only $19.95 a month. Technology, if that's your thing, well, you'll love Ackerman's Total Connect service. You'll control your system from any smartphone, tablet, or computer, and even view live video of what's going on at your place of business or your home for just a few dollars more. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. Come mention WMAL when you call. You'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free if you make the call in the month of November. That's 888-999-1070. Visit AckermanSecurity.com.
Lung cancer takes more lives in the U.S. than breast, colon, and prostate cancer combined. Fighting it with an oncologist alone is like breathing with one lung. At Inova, we take a specialized team approach to lung cancer care. A medical oncologist, radiation oncologist, pulmonologist, and surgeon all work together. Choose a better way than running from hospital to hospital. Visit inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
It is 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, as you merge off at 270 and you're on the spur passing Democracy Boulevard, right in that stretch, that's where crews are reporting a crash. Once you get beyond, pretty decent pace heading into Virginia across the Legion Bridge. Still struggling with this crash. Been over an hour now on the top side of the Beltway, outer loop after University Boulevard before you get to Colesville Road. Had three cars in the left lane. Jammed as you come around out of Greenbelt. Keep alert and hit the delays before you even get to Route 1. 95 as a result, hitting the heavy volume before you even get to the ICC. So coming out of Laurel, keep alert because that stop and go is continuous to merge onto those Beltway slowdowns. Heading into White Oak, 29, you're in that stop and go as well. I don't have any reported problems heading down toward Lockwood Drive, but quite the slow ride. Heading on to the Southeast Southwest Freeway. Each direction we have a problem. So out of Virginia, as you cross the 14th Street Bridge, heading toward the exit for 9th Street. VDOT tells me lanes have been open from the initial crash. I'm not sure if we have a second one there, but still had some activity. And then as you come off of the 11th Street Bridge, going westbound on the freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel, accident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain coming down this morning, all out ahead of a cold front. The front will sweep through, and the rain will taper off to showers as we go through midday and this afternoon. A west-northwesterly wind, 15 to 25 miles per hour, 60 degrees. Still some gusty winds tonight. Some chillier air spills in, 43. Outside the Beltway, colder. Sunny tomorrow, pleasant, 62. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by B&F Office Products.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski, part of a CNN panel yesterday, last night, well, this morning, analyzing the fact that John Podesta went out to deliver remarks and not Hillary Clinton. Now, bear in mind, Corey Lewandowski is hired by CNN to give his perspective and his political analysis of moments as they transpire. Exactly what he was hired to do, he did. This was his remarks last night after John Podesta.
She owes it to the American people to make a speech. If this was Donald Trump sending out the chairman of his campaign saying, we're not going to address this tonight because all the votes aren't counted. It's, 2 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast. We have 99.9% of these ballots counted. We're waiting for a small fraction in Pennsylvania, a small fraction in Wisconsin, which will not materially change the outcome of this election. I think this is exactly to Van's point. Not bringing the country together. This is saying you will hear something moving forward, but it won't be from us. And John Podesta could have just emailed everyone yesterday, and we would have got this from WikiLeaks as opposed to just coming out tonight and doing this. This is absurd.
So now listen, he's got a point there. Specifically, with all of the uproar about Donald Trump saying, I don't know if I'll accept the election results. Let's wait to see what happens. And remember the screaming and moaning and outrage. Imagine if Donald Trump were in the position where it looked like he was basically mathematically
automatically out of it, and he wouldn't give a speech. He would send his campaign chairman. Are you kidding me?
Oh, they would have strung him up.
So Corey makes that point. Here's Van Jones on the panel.
You won. Say it again. I didn't hear you. You won. That's right. And Hillary Clinton should say that to the American people and say, support Donald Trump because he's one president.
This is it. I'm not done. Look, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. She'll talk in the morning.
Will she?
Let him finish. Corey, you're being a horrible person right now. Let me finish.
Corey, you're being a horrible person right now. They always go for the personal. Always go for the personal. That was their discussion last night on CNN about why Hillary Clinton didn't give a speech last night. We want to hear from you. 888-630-WMAL. How about John in Quantico? You're on WMAL. Go, John.
Good morning, John.
Hey, guys. Two quick points. I think one is it occurred to me that she pulled a Cornwallis. A lot of people may not know what that is, but General Cornwallis didn't show up when Washington defeated him in Yorktown.
Yeah, going down to Yorktown there. Well, you're a Quantico, so I guess that's appropriate, John.
But the other thing, if you look at all the presidents in the history of America, and you discount the Whigs and the two or three parties on the front end, it's pretty evenly divided, Republican, Democrat, Democrat, Republican. I mean, it really is like 51 to 52 or something like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, America corrected its path.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the call. Why do you think Hillary didn't give a speech last night? Greg and Summerduck, you're on WMAL. Hey, Greg.
Be honest, I would check the airports and make sure she's still in the country and hadn't flown out.
Well,
gave her a head start.
I don't know, Greg. I'm sure she's still here. Although they are probably putting together their play. They got to start raising money for the foundation, Saudi Arabia, Qatar.
That's how else would they make a living?
There are dinners to be had and checks to be cleared. We will check in with Ed Klein, who knows everything there is to know about Hillary Clinton. He's wrote plenty of books about them. He joins us at 8:05. We'll get his take on this as well.
It is now 6:51 on WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
I got a new administration coming in town. That means people are going to be moving out. A lot of people living here don't have to work in Washington anymore. So, listen, you're thinking about renting out your house. A whole bunch of people moving into town, too. Whole new administration to staff. Whole new White House, Eisenhower Building, everyone who works in all those departments. Think about renting out your home. It's a great opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor. You can make more money by renting out your home, investment property, or inherited home, and renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse, America's number one rent-a-state company. They help everyday homeowners just like you lease and manage their homes. What do they do? Well, for only $80 a month, they're going to price your property, find you great tenants, collect the rent, and take all those maintenance calls that you don't want to deal with, all while you just sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. Renting property delivers steady cash flow, long-term equity, great tax benefits. That's why we call it Rent-A-State. Go from homeowner to investor today. Renters Warehouse will show you how. Get started with a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com or call them 202-625-4370, 202-625-4370.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Can having breast implants lead to suicide?
She knew she was sick from the implants.
Seven on Your Side reveals a possible dark side to the most popular plastic surgery. Seven on Your Side alerts, protects, investigates. Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Way to enter a room.
Stick with me, kid.
ABC Tonight. Designated Survivor is back and all new.
You're the only chance this country has.
Will he be the leader who brings America together?
I have to believe that we all want the same thing. To rebuild our country.
Or watch as it falls apart.
I cannot do this alone.
Where? Oh my God.
Designated Survivor. All new.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11. On Your Side. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. What's new? What's now? What's happening next? With breaking news, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Weekdays starting at 4:25, where good mornings start.
All right, so how do the election results impact your dollars, your pocketbook? Chuck Kamlick standing by at the news desk at CNBC, where I heard some disturbing news last night. I understand it's a little better, right?
It was. It's a little better now, but, you know, it's getting worse again. It's starting to head back the other way, like that pendulum, you know? So at one point last night, the Dow was going to be down about 900 points. Then it came back this morning and got to about 300 points lower, but now we're inching back up to 400 points lower. So the best bet right now is crawl under that desk and cry a little bit. Now, that knee-jerk reaction has subsided, as I said, but oil prices fell on the news that Donald Trump was now our president, more than 1% still as of now. Gold, always seen as a safe haven to put your money in uncertainty, that shot up about 4%. It's still 2% higher now. The question for investors, which stocks will benefit from a Trump presidency? In his acceptance speech, Mr. Trump spoke a lot about infrastructure, so any company involved in construction or building should do well. Drug stocks should also pick up some money. Mrs. Clinton emphasized she would take a tough stance on higher drug prices. And then we have the coal industry, which Mr. Trump said he is all in favor of putting back into the equation and putting more miners back to work. That's where we stand right now. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Attention Fairfax County business owners and decision makers, big and small. The Fairfax County Department of Transportation wants to reward your current and future efforts in providing a variety of commuting options to employees. Employers in Fairfax County who participate not only help reduce traffic congestion, but can increase employee retention and morale. To enroll in the 2016 Best Workplaces for Commuters program and attend the December 6th award ceremony, simply call 703-877-5704 before November 18th. That's 703-877-5704.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Just be ready, thank you, Brian, for a messy commute. With the rain and drizzle, allow extra time and extra braking distance. So important. We have a number of fender benders around the region. We have one each direction on the southeast-southwest freeway coming off of the 11th Street Bridge right as you pass the 3rd Street Tunnel. Off of the 14th Street Bridge, it was at the exit for 9th Street, so still a bit of activity and lots of volume. Have the three-car crash cleanup was continuing on the outer loop of the Maryland Beltway. As you pass University Boulevard before Colesville Road, that was along the left side. Big delays coming around that stretch of the Beltway. And I-95 out of Laurel, south of 198, to merge onto the stretch of the Beltway. On the 270 spur at Democracy Boulevard for the crash. And the good news, Metro Rail no longer single tracking the Blue Line trains near Franconia and Van Doren, but residual delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, so steady rain this morning, maybe a quarter of an inch, and a 90% chance of rain, a high near 60 tonight. Clearing skies eventually, a low of 43. Tomorrow we'll talk about it. Temperatures in the high of 62, mostly sunny. Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees on WMAL.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
This one was an instant classic. Into the wee hours of the morning, still too close to call. The real winner here, though, is the average American taxpayer, either way. The closeness said it all. Every pundit was wrong. Every critter of Washington, D.C. lost a night's sleep. Everyone who referred to where the most of us live as flyover country just doubled down on their Pepto-Bismol. Those Americans who grow the food we eat, build the cars we drive, teach in our schools, patrol our streets, shouted yesterday that we still matter. We are why America is exceptional. That loud shout was heard in Washington, D.C. No way to avoid that. Hollywood and New York crowd, well, they may be aghast, but working America said as loud as they could, Enough. We want one America. An America that rewards work and personal responsibility. An America that recognizes you can't make a weak man strong by making a strong man weak. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution. A natural solution. SnoreStop. SnoreStop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
SnoreStop sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at Rite Aid and CVS. Or you can go online at SnoreStop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, SnoreStop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at SnoreStop.com. That's SnoreStop.com. SnoreStop, keeping you together.
Coming up on WMAL.
They're here. They're going to talk to us. They're going to celebrate. We're going to talk to Diamond and Silk, two of the most ardent Trump supporters all year long.
Also, national security analyst KT McFarland will join us and see what she has to say about all this. It is 7 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for some news.